where QR codes kill kittens and customer service is an oxymoron, one podcast has set out to make things right. This is The Unpodcast with your hosts, Scott Stratton and Allison Kramer.
Did you ever see the movie Summer School?
Yeah, like a long time ago, probably.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even talked about this in the past, but phenomenal film. Welcome to Summer School, by the way. This is the business version of Summer School, The Unpodcast, the business show for the Fed Up, brought to you by us, Allison, Scott, Wayno, behind the board.
I don't think he likes that nickname.
Like Wayno?
No, I don't think so.
Wayne hyphen O. Wayno! And our doggies. This week brought to you by, I don't know either. Who's bringing
hot dog water?
Don't you just gave away the whole thing.
You always do in the introduction.
No,
I've
tried to stop doing it, but now it's over. Thank you for listening. We gotta go.
The show is ruined.
Yeah. So, anyways, this week on the show, for your summer listening pleasure, we got Facebook groups doing some things. ESPN freaking iPhone users out. As mentioned, hot dog water. 911 is not a joke, to quote Public Enemy, and but they said it was. And what is this one?
It's about e-commerce checkout processes.
That's a riveting exciting show, folks. That's thank you for joining us. All that and nothing more for you this week. So without any further delay, which is in a delay of itself by saying that, let's roll.
So I don't know about you, but I am dazzled by the variety of waters that we have as options. We have like Happy Water. I don't know if you've ever seen that. There's water in cartons. There's lots of kinds of water. So it says here, this is from leaderpost.com, hot dog water CEO gets profit and laughs at event and tests how health claim marketing boosts his sales. A Vancouver man who sold bottles of hot dog water for nearly $40 each says he was trying to see how marketing of health claims backed by supposed science amounts to quick sales. Douglas Bevins said he boiled about 100 organic beef hot dogs and put each one in a bottle of the water he sold at an annual car-free event. Each bottle of the keto-compatible unfiltered water sold for $37.99, but two bottles only cost $75 because of a special deal last Sunday at his booth, where he wore a hot dog onesie and promoted himself as the CEO of Hot Dog Water. Bevins promised the water would lead to increased brain function, weight loss, and a youthful appearance, even erasing crow's feet when applied to the face in the form of a lip balm, which he also happened to sell. We noticed that some people were rubbing lip balm on their crow's feet, and they were swearing their crow's feet were disappearing before their eyes, he said. One man who rubbed the lip balm on his dome sent him photos suggesting it promoted hair growth. People are crazy. He sold 60 liters worth of the products. He told people the water creates quicker sodium uptake for good health, uttering sheer quackery. Because hot dog water and perspiration resemble each other, so when you drink hot dog water, it bypasses the lymphatic system, whereas other waters have to go through your filtering system. So really, hot dog water has three times as much uptake as coconut water. Bevins, who was really a tour operator and a performance artist, said he came up with the idea as he questioned the ridiculous marketing and health claims behind some products and thought to himself, I bet I could sell hot dog water. We're helping people, empowering them to use informed decisions in their purchasing choices, he said about his marketing stunt. That's the message behind this. His aim is to get consumers to bypass slick marketing and think about what they're buying, especially in the age of social media clicks and likes involving celebrity pitches. Bevin said he thought of this project as art performance to create awareness about critical thinking. Art, I think, has a way of doing this better than if it was a public service announcement. There's an image attached to it that it's ridiculous. Also, I'm sure he kept the money, so there's that. Hot dog water. Keto compatible.
Fantastic.
Hot dog water. So, and it's in like a fancy bottle. There's a picture. And it kind of looks like...
Voss.
Yeah, it looks like a Voss. It probably is a Voss bottle.
Yeah.
And there's a hot dog in each one.
There's literally a hot dog in each bottle.
And it says hot dog water unfiltered.
It's literally a hot dog in each bottle. It's beautiful.
It promotes glorious hair growth.
Oh, I love it. And you don't even have to do like fake claims in it. You can just do the claims about what water is, like, but to make it sound scientific, yeah. Right? It's a detoxifier, kidney compatible, like all these type of things, right? Like, really, it's right up there. It's is there certain brands of water? If you see somebody drinking it, you judge them?
No, I probably don't.
I do.
You do?
I'm drinking Voss, yeah. I think you're an ass clown if you're drinking Voss. Like, I just
they make good carbonated water, Voss. They sell it at the airports.
Yeah, I just think, no, too much. Was that too much?
A little bit, okay. I think.
Strike that from the record. Thank you. All right, very cool thing here, I thought at least, because somebody who runs a Facebook group, this is from The Verge. Facebook will now let group administrators start charging $4.99 to $29.99 a month for exclusive membership in certain groups, the company announced today in a blog post. Parenting, cooking, home cleaning groups will be the first ones to get the new feature as part of an early test. As it stands now, free groups will remain intact, but they will soon have the option to launch premium subgroups. For instance, lifestyle blogger Sarah Mueller's Declutter My Home group is starting an Organize My Home group that costs $14.99 a month to join. Is organizing comes after the declutter? Is that correct?
I guess.
Okay, it's stage two. And the Grown and Flown Parents group, oh, wow, is making a college admissions group that charges $29.99 for access to college counselors. Well, in the past, Facebook groups have always been free. Charging for a membership might heighten the sense of exclusivity and make a group feel more special to be in. A paywall may also just drive more people away.
But it's the difference between, like, you could have a group on, like, your website or something, right? Like, mm-hmm. You could have a paid group that you host through your own site, and now people can do it through Facebook. That's really the
right.
thing, right?
So for now, the feature is still experiment on mobile, and Facebook won't be getting a cut of subscription fees. As part of the standard App Store and Play Store policies, Apple and Google will be taking a percentage of user subscription fees via iOS and Android, however. Still, this is just beginning for Facebook's efforts to monetize groups, which, unlike the newsfeed, does not rely on advertising. So people are like, oh, we got to pay for groups now. No, you can do paid groups. It's different. I do like the fact that you're putting it under the sun. YouTube, in not retaliation, just in coincidental timing, also rolled out the ability to do paid channels on YouTube as well. So I like this. I think it's great. I don't necessarily want to do it myself, but it's a great when the functionality is in there, because what would happen? Membership sites are as old as internet marketing itself.
Yeah.
Recurring monthly revenue is something that's just like the golden rung of online businesses. But the ability to set that up and then have it paid, there are tools that will allow you to create a membership site. And there's platforms, there's forms and message boards. But you really want the conversation, because one of the hardest things about forms and the value is to keep it continually fed with
feedback.
And Facebook
does that for you.
Facebook's already there. So if you just charge it right in the group, and you could run it through Facebook and then have all other bonuses as part of it. Because in the group, you can put group videos, you can do live chats. You can do posted videos. You can do documents. So there's a lot. You can actually run the whole membership through Facebook groups.
I think I just don't want people to think, okay, let's say I'm a member of 6 Facebook groups, which I would think for most people is a small number. There's like one that I think is good enough that people would pay to be in it. We just happen to run that group.
Hey-o.
We don't have any plans to charge people, but like, I feel like a lot of people are going to put a price on their crappy Facebook group, and people are going to get angry because now they're paying for it. I just want creators to remember that if you're getting money from somebody, they're going to expect a better quality of group.
And that's one of the number one drivers of why I wouldn't do it, because when somebody pays $10 a month,
then the quality, they expect that. Mm-hmm. So if we can't, and do you think a creator would spend more effort on it if they were making money, maybe?
I think they'd be obligated to, somewhat. And the problem is if it's a subgroup. So if it's specific, it's one thing. But one of the reasons why, so we run a group called Speak and Spill, a private group for speakers on Facebook. It's just under 400 members right now. It's very active, a 93% active rate of members of who either comment, like, or post. And, we love it. And the problem is, do you make a subgroup of, let's say, okay, so high paid speakers, because they have their own challenges, own things, but then all the quality content moves to that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to have the effect that people are hoping it's going to have. And so, and I just want to make sure that people who are creators understand they're going to have to give them something for their money. Like,
And if you have 1,000 people, look, and it's a free group and it's just pandemonium in there, and you rather have, instead of 1,000 free people, you want to have 50 paid.
Well, then.
Good on you. But here's the challenge. and I haven't seen it yet because I have not joined one. If you start paying for a group, you want to be able to see those posts. So it can't be Facebook's algorithm saying sometimes we'll put the group's post in your news feed. It should be default. You see every post.
Yeah.
Because you pay for it. And then you can change the setting if you want. But it should be instead of trying to, because our average post when we send it out there is seen by just under half of members.
Which is high, I would think. Feed.
Yeah, but it's like if you're in a group, you need the group to see it. If you're actually a true community and you need the conversation and exchange of ideas. So it's still interesting.
Should be interesting to see it develop anyway. Yeah. So this is from Money, from CNN. It says, your smartphone knows your location well enough to send a car to where you're standing in a busy city, map a morning run through the woods, or navigate inside an airport. But if you call 911 from the same mobile phone, emergency responders will only have a vague sense of where to send an ambulance, fire truck, or police car. This difference can be the difference between life and death. Apple is rolling out a new feature in its next iPhone software update, which I believe is the update that you just did on your phone, to send emergency responders instant precise location information in the U.S. The update coming in iOS 12 later this year, which is now, calculates a caller's location based on data collected from Wi-Fi access points, nearby cellular towers, and GPS. So the same way they know where you're running, right? Of the 240 million calls made to 911 each year, think about that for a second, more than 80% are from mobile devices. And it says Apple is working with a startup called Rapid SOS, which specializes in sharing a cell phone's location information to major programs used by 6,300 emergency respond departments across the U.S. So, I mean, I think this is a good thing. You know, it just says, this is also interesting. It says, not all callers in an emergency know where they are. And some cannot verbally communicate their location. They may be in distress or unable to speak because they are in danger. And we were playing around on the phone. I think it was Chris who had posted it about, you know, if you click five times or four times on the lock button, that you can just flick something and it'll send out like an emergency ping that you're in distress. It says medical ID is on the top and emergency SOS is on the bottom. So you can put your medical information in there, obviously before you're in an emergency, like an emergency contact, if you have an allergy, a very serious allergy, if you have any kind of like medical alert information, your weight, things like that. And then when somebody responds, that if they know that, I don't know if that information is automatically sent or if the responder can pick up your phone and click on it, then they'll know who you are, which is huge. And they'll know that they can call, you know, your partner or your kids or your parents. I think it's wonderful. And also that it's very quiet. So if you are concerned, if it's a safety issue and you're calling 911 for, you don't have to make a phone call. You don't have to speak. You don't have to do anything. All you do is slide, basically. Click and slide. And then that your location is sent out to the appropriate responders. So I think it's wonderful. And I think that it's a good use of the technology that we have. I'm shocked that has taken this long. I don't know if it's privacy that people don't want that information sent out right away. But I mean, this is a place where you don't want your privacy protected, in my opinion. You want first responders there. You want them to be there for you. And to find a phone, to know where you are, to make noise, all of these things can put you in danger.
Car accident, you have no idea the street you're on or the direction you're on, to being an intruder in your home and you can't talk. Like, there's so many parts of that. And that was the one drawback of 911 a lot. And that's why some people kept landlines.
Yeah.
It's because to call 911, because the cell phone, the cell companies would say you can't call 911 on the phone itself.
And I guess Google has its own version of the technology called Android Emergency Location Services. So that's on Android phones, which is in 14 countries right now, but not the U.S. So it's coming. And I think it's a good thing. I like knowing that I can do that on my phone. It makes me feel safer.
I just updated to iOS 11, not 12.
Oh, sorry.
Like a year late, because I don't like doing the new updates quickly because I fear change.
I know. I've heard that about you.
Yeah. So I can get all the bugs out. And I like the way things certain are. I like upstairs having a stapler and scissors in our closet.
I've hoarded all the scissors. I have four pairs of scissors in my drawer right now.
I like having some ice in the freezer. And I like my operating system, my phone, to be the way I want it. I don't need your updates. Go back to iOS 2. That's the way I want it. Cool thing. Speaking of phones, ESPN freaked out iPhone users by trolling them with AirDrop during the NBA Finals. I thought this was hilarious. It's from Adweek. Lots of marketers will tell you that the key to modern advertising is to be less interruptive, inviting viewers into experiences that feel more like entertainment and less like bombardment. But a new campaign from ESPN and agency RGA decided to go the hard way. Did he fight Rocky?
Yeah, I think it was him that fought Rocky.
Finding and surprising people with individualized messages that seem to appear on their phones as if they'd been spotted by the all-seeing eye of advertising. The stunt, aimed at driving viewership of the NBA Finals, hinged on Apple's often-forgot AirDrop feature, which, if enabled, which it often is, lets two users transfer files directly between iPhones and other devices, if they're within roughly 30 feet of one another. In a devious little trick, the marketing team sent personalized messages to innocent bystanders who were doing just about anything except watching the finals. Sitting on a bench, boom, NBA Finals. Looking at a fountain, why not the NBA Finals? The case study video shows you how it works. Part of the broader campaign under the tagline, "You seeing this?" Also including TV commercials and various digital ads. The AirDrop stunt was done on a small scale in 5 downtown New York City locations for learning purposes, according to ESPN.
That sounds like
a... So the picture here is a guy sitting on a bench, and it's AirDrop, says NBA on ESPN would like to share a photo. But you can see the photo in when they AirDrop it. You can see it before you accept it. And this one has a picture of LeBron James. It says, enjoying a rest on the bench? LeBron isn't.
Creepy.
Right, so it's talking exactly what they're doing.
I love it was for learning purposes. Yeah, we sent out that creepy stuff to see if you guys liked creepy stuff. It was a learning...
Yeah.
It's just testing out.
Just in case it goes wrong, it's a learning experience. Just
testing out the creepiness.
Have you ever had somebody send you something on AirDrop that you didn't know?
No.
I had it when I landed on the runway on a plane before taking off. We were delayed a bit, so we're sitting there. And I just got, somebody wants to AirDrop you a picture. It was just like a soccer field. So I'm like, what? But what? Why is this the thing you're trying to send me? And I'm like, maybe it was mistaken. I'm like, AirDrop isn't really a mistaken thing done, right? It's not a mislined email or something.
One of our old stories, I think it's from On Marketing, about the racist, was he racist or misogynistic? The professor at the university, or he didn't like fat people. I can't remember what he didn't like. He didn't like something, and he was he was letting people into the university
PhD program.
Yeah. And he, you know, basically said, if you're overweight, you don't have the discipline to be a PhD student. Yeah. And then, you know, did all the steps of apologies. And then the final step was, I was just doing research on how people would react to,
learning
experiment.
Sure you were, dude. Yeah, it was a learning experiment. The @matingmind was his name on Twitter.
Was that what it was?
Yeah. I just told the story a few weeks ago.
Oh, really? Yeah. So this is our last story. This is one of those... file under obvious to us. I mean, I think it's funny. It says, onerous e-commerce checkout processes may be driving millennials away. It's from Adweek. Millennials are as concerned about security when making online transactions as any other age group.
That's really? Like they're humans.
I know. After all, no one wants to be the victim of fraud, but retailers and other e-commerce companies
Is there data that backs up that millennials don't want to be victims of fraud? Because that's a bold statement. Newsworthy, maybe.
But make the process as streamlined as possible or risk losing them as customers, according to a survey recently commissioned by information services company Experian. The survey of 5,500 consumers across several countries, which was intended to learn their attitudes about risk and security practices, found that while 2/3 of all respondents appreciate security protocols during online transactions because they feel protected, 42% of millennials would engage in more online transactions if there weren't so many security hurdles. We also believe that while non-millennials may be less adverse to additional security hurdles, everyone appreciates a streamlined checkout process. This is like a non-story.
It's just humans. Humans don't want any hoops to drive through. I love paying with Apple Pay online. I love when it's an option to store and my fingerprint and ba-ding, it does it. Like, it's just so...
But you're it's a balance, right? Yeah. Like, it's always a balance between you want to jump
through as few hoops. Just did it now.
You want to jump through as few hoops, but you also don't want your identity stolen. And we always walk that balance. And we talk about it in a lot of different things. We want this kind of balance between what's going to be safe and what's going to be fast and what's going to be, you know, in our products, cheap, good, right? I mean, it's always going to be that way. I don't know why we're focusing necessarily on millennials in this story, but just try to find the balance and test. I would say test it, right? Mm-hmm. Test it on your customers, see how much they're willing to do, and at least explain to them. I think if I see something that explains to me why you're jumping through the hoops, like if you put something up that says we do this to protect your... Sometimes they have the Visa double... Have you ever seen that?
It goes double.
And then I'm like, okay, like I'm willing to do that because I also don't want my identity stolen. But they give you kind of like a, this is why we're doing it. And I think people will do those things if they know why it's being done.
Yeah.
But I don't think it has to do necessarily with age.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for not only a made-up word, but my favorite made-up word in history.
Don't make any sense. Don't mean no offense. It brings laziness. What is all this craziness?
Hi. Oh, boy. We've had a lot of made-up words.
Really?
Really a lot. This wins as my favorite made-up word ever. It's from one of seven listeners, Kimberly Shipley. She saw this and said, you know what? There you go. It's almost like she called her shot. Like, I know this is going to be chosen. Like, this is going in. Because we don't use every word that's sent to us. And sometimes, a lot of times it repeats. And I'm like, this is awkward. We already used that one. Why don't you listen to the show? Made up word this week. Pooperintendent.
What is it, Wayne? What's pooperintendent? And I have an answer to you.
Terrible superintendent.
You're getting along the right tracks, but it's not even like that. It's worse.
Uh-oh. It's the guy that fought Rocky.
Yay! Circle back. Well done. This is from Fox News, the most reliable news source in history. The headline. Defecating school superintendent requests full surveillance video of alleged deed. Thomas Tremaglini, 42, his age is important, was arrested and charged with lewdness, because I'm 43 and I use the bathroom lots. Was charged with lewdness, littering, and defecating in public, police said. A lawyer for New Jersey superintendent accused of defecating daily on a high school football field. Asked prosecutors to hand over the full surveillance video of the 42-year-old allegedly doing the deed.
Insane. What was the made-up word?
Pooperintendent. Oh, police gosh. Said the Kenilworth School superintendent was defecating on the Holmdel High School football field on a daily basis, 3 miles from his
We've
home
really
in
hit
Aberdeen.
An all-time low this week. This is maybe our worst episode.
His lawyer, Matt Adams, said in court he and his client only received clips of the surveillance video that captured the superintendent defecating on or near the school's field. He requested the full video and witness name because he had issues with details related to the video.
That is insane.
Police began hunting for the pooperintendent in April after high school staff and coaches reported finding human feces on school property. Surveillance video set up by police eventually led authorities to identify Tremaglini as the alleged mystery pooper. He's on paid leave from his $147,000 a year job. Adams previously told reporters that he was looking forward to his court appearance to shoot down some falsehoods that have been portrayed about him in the media. It's unclear
what
if those
kind of falsehoods
were addressed.
Like, you either pooped on the field or you didn't. Are they falsehoods?
Maybe he was laying an egg.
It's insanity. This is crazy. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry that that's Scott's favorite made-up word. I apologize. Welcome to my life, everyone.
I'm great.
Enjoy the ride.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and visit theunpodcast.com. And remember, friends don't let friends use QR codes.